Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Richardson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duke Moss. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Duke Moss. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Bosefield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ted Bosefield. And now, play ball. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Moss, and towards Richardson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Button scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald takes first base on ball four. Howard moves to third. Skowron moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field. Stevens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stevens. Howard scores. Skowron scores. McDougald moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by White for a passed ball. Carey moves to second. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson strikes out. One out. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer is walked intentionally. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. McDougald scores. Carey moves to third. Bauer moves to second. It's 3-1, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Carey scores. Bauer moves to third. Seaborn moves to second. It's 4-1, Yankees. Dave Sisler now pitching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauer scores. Seaborn scores. Mantle moves to second. It's 6-1, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skowron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Moss, and towards McDougald, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mantle. Button reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Button scores. It's 6-2, Yankees. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McDougald hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. Two outs. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Yankees. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Howard hits a line drive into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive towards short. Richardson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDougald for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Carey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Yankees. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Geiger. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Bill Monbuquette now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauer scores. Seaborn moves to third. It's 10-2, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantle. The throw from White and he is safe. Mantle steals second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. Mantle moves to third. It's 11-2, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden fields it and throws to second for the out. Mantle scores. One out. It's 12-2, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbuquette fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaborn. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gurnett moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gurnett scores. Two outs. It's 12-3, Yankees. Bill Monbuquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbuquette hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan now catching. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carey strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 3 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Howard for a passed ball. Button moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Button moves to third. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-3, Yankees. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Red Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Seaborn reaches second base with a double. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mantle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Seaborn scores. It's 13-5, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantle moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens who is chasing the ball. Skowron reaches third base with a triple. Mantle scores. Howard goes all the way around to score. It's 15-5, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, McDougald is hit by the pitch. Tony Kubek pinch runs for Gil McDougald. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skourin scores. Kubek moves to second. It's 16-5, Yankees. Mike Forknally's now pitching. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-4 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknally's fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubek moves to third. Carey moves to second. Two outs. Marv Thornberry pinch hits for Duke Moss. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 16, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Coates now pitching. Tony Kubek now playing shortstop. Bobby Richardson now playing second base. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Mike Forknally's. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 16, and the Red Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Kiely now pitching. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Seaborn strikes out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bauer moves to second. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 16, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens strikes out. 1 out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 16-7, Yankees. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 16, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.